From the WGXC newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, April the 8th through Sunday, April the 10th. I'm Philip Grant. Republican presidential candidates Donald Trump and John Kasich and Democrat Bernie Sanders all come to the Capital Region today, Monday, April the 11th. Donald Trump will be at the Times Union Center at 7 p.m. Monday. Bernie Sanders will be at the Washington Avenue Armory in Albany at 2 p.m. And Ohio Governor and Republican presidential candidate John Kasich will speak at the Saratoga Springs Center from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Kasich will also hold a town hall-style event at the LaSalle Institute Gymnasium from 2:30 to 4 p.m. The New York presidential primary is April 19th. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting in the Register-Star that the Hudson Area Library celebrated the grand opening of its new location at 51 North 5th Street in Hudson on Saturday, April the 9th. The facility now houses 22,000 books and 24 public computer stations. The 13,000-square-foot space is now outfitted for Wi-Fi with high-speed internet service. The library occupies the entire first floor of the former armory, and the second floor will house the new Hudson Senior Center. The building is owned and renovated by the Galvin Foundation. Michael Ryan reported in the Wyndham Journal that Kevin Piccoli, chairman of the Prattsville Development Corporation, has been named the 2016 recipient of the Levine Community Service Award. The annual award is made by the New York Planning Federation and recognizes outstanding achievement in planning and zoning. During the past 5 years, Piccoli has been instrumental in helping the town of Prattsville secure tens of millions of dollars to fund the Tropical Storm Irene recovery effort. Federation Associate Director Jonathan Canner cited Piccoli's accomplishments in a recent press release, noting Piccoli's leadership in long-term recovery efforts, including his role in organizing and chairing the local development corporation. Cantor wrote, and I quote, "Many people have worked together to bring Prattsville back, but it could not have happened without Mr. Piccoli's dedication and hard work," end quote. Piccoli will be formally honored at a Federation luncheon in Saratoga Springs on Monday, April 18th. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Hunter Town Board has scheduled a special meeting on Tuesday, April the 12th, to get feedback from business owners and residents on the town's new land use laws. The six laws up for discussion: regular mobile homes, timber harvesting, junkyards, scrap facilities, small-scale mining, and site plan review. Rory France, the owner of Haynes Farms, Auto, and Northeast Recyclers, is focused on the scrap law, and he is urging the board to amend the aspects of that law. France said if some changes are not made, he will file an Article 78 proceeding against the town. The law as written, he said, deprives him of a third of his scrap business. France said he received his junkyard permit from the town in 1994-95 and has operated within the law since that time. He said the new law essentially signals him out. The initial paragraphs of the scrap law say there will be no new scrap yards in the town of Hunter once the law is enacted. France said, and I quote, "So I'm the only one with a license, the only one that can now be in the town of Hunter. So basically, that whole law was written for me," end quote. Gail Hansen reported in the Chatham Courier that voters in the new Lebanon School District will go to the polls next month to fill four open positions on the Board of Education. Three of the seats carry three-year terms and the fourth a two-year term. Nominating petitions are available online at www.newlebanoncsd.org. Completed petitions must contain signatures from 25 qualified school district voters and return to District Clerk Kelly McGivern at the district office by the close of business on Monday, April 18th. The annual school district budget vote and school board election is Tuesday, May the 16th. And for our final story, Diane Lucinder, professor of nursing at Columbia Green Community College, has been named president of the New York League for Nursing. Her duties as president include advocacy for nurse educators in New York State. A registered nurse, Lucinder holds a Bachelor of Science from SUNY College, Utica, Rome, a Master of Science degree from Russell Sage College, and a doctorate from Boston College. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting showers likely today, mainly between 7 a.m. and 11 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 55 degrees. For Monday night, showers are likely again. It will be cloudy with a low around 45. The forecast for the next 2 days? Well, on Tuesday, showers likely mainly before noon. Cloudy with a high near 49 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 33. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. Sunrise today was at 6:18 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:33 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. That is 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 11th day of April 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.